Welcome to Deeply Rooted, a web series on mindset. My name is Tony Wisdom, aka Tony Gaines. I've spent over 20 years in the music business as a producer, engineer, label owner, and executive. This show is dedicated to changing the narrative on success. I reached out to the most successful people I know. I want to know what drives them, their greatest mistakes, their best advice, their secrets to success, and how all of that has shaped who they are today. Take a journey with us.
Here we are, Deeply Rooted, Season 4, Episode 5. It's really been a great journey, especially this season. We're having some really powerful conversations, man. And we're getting ready to have another one. This next guest, Carol Froelich Hall, is from New York. She's an opera singer. She's such a spark of energy. You know, I usually talk with Carol in the mornings in the Gupta room and or hear her, you know. And over the last few months, I've learned a lot about Carol, and she's become one of my favorite people. So I'm super excited about this interview. And let's not even really mess around with it. Let's just get to it. So I'll bring on Carol. There she is. Hi, how are you?
I am outstanding because I'm with you, Tony. What better way could I have a Sunday be than be with Tony?
Well, the feeling's mutual. I agree. Thank you, first off, for doing this. Like I was saying, you know, in your intro, you're such a spark, and I get such a kick out of you. So, you know, just to get started, can you give me a little bit of your background?
Well, to keep this under 24 hours, I am a trained professional opera singer, musical theater performer. That's where my schooling has been. In my younger days, I went to Juilliard and some of the top opera schools in the world. I've sung across the country with musical theater and regional opera, and I sang in Europe. And I had a big decision to make when I was 26, whether to stay in Europe, to have a career in opera in Europe, and leave my family behind. And I can't leave my family behind. So I came back to America. And then I got married. I have two now grown kids, Sophie and Max, who are, Max is 32, newly married. Yay!
Congratulations, Max.
Thank you. This summer, I got an amazing daughter-in-law. And my daughter Sophie is an amazing musician. And my son is a videographer, which is really handy in this field. Mm-hmm. And then I got divorced when the kids were really little, and I became a single mom. And I don't want to go into the whole story right now because it'll probably unfold in the questions. Is that right?
Yeah, probably, yes.
So I became an entrepreneur and in the health and wellness field because I had a big illness. My goodness, almost 27 years ago. I know it's hard to believe when I'm only 30.
I know.
And I had a health revelation, which took me into the health and wellness, lifestyle, nutrition field for 27 years. Made it a career with a products company that I absolutely adore and love because their products turn my health around forever and the health around of thousands of people. Most importantly, my 95-year-old mom, who's still driving. Yay!
Oh, wow. That's great.
She's a sculptor and brilliant in her own right. And you should probably interview her, but she's very shy. And then led me into the personal growth field for almost 20 years. And now into coaching to help women over 45 who want it all. And you can have it all, and especially women leaving the corporate field wanting to start a business of their own, because I am the queen of helping people do that. So.
Awesome. So that's.
I forgot to mention, music is coming back into my life now, too.
Really?
Yes.
So we're going to have that Grammy album coming?
Oh, absolutely.
Produced by Kanye West?
No, by Tony Wisdom.
There it is. So, okay. Well, who is Carol the person?
Carol the person is a, if someone knows me well, were to tell you who Carol is, she's an incredibly giving person. She would give the shirt off her back. I have taken in strays into my house to my detriment and then had to release them back out into the wild. Talking about people, I kept the animals. And my mother told me, you know, because I really care about people and I've always cared about people since I was a young girl. My mom shared with me recently that I live in a suburb outside of New York City called New Rochelle. We're just 40 minutes on the train into the city, really, you know, it's a commuting, I love it. And I lived in Manhattan 15 years in Brooklyn, and I love the city both. Yeah, I love New York. I was just there on Friday, went to the Metropolitan Museum. It's so wonderful. So in a nutshell, my mom said when I was little and we would go into the city, if I saw a coin, and I didn't even know this about me at all, I must have been 8 or 9, because that's when we moved. I'm originally from Philadelphia. Yay! But when I was 8, we moved to New York City, and I would pick up a coin, a nickel or a quarter on the ground, and she said the first thing I would do is give it to a homeless person on the side of the street. Yeah. And that's what I consider myself, a philanthropist. And I just want to help make people's lives better, but more than that, I want to help people make their own lives better.
Great answer. So how do you define success?
Success is being healthy. Success is surrounding yourself with people who embody what you think and people who cheer you on as you cheer them on. Positive people in your life. Success is having a roof over your head that for me paid for, thank God, with my house. Success, me raising two amazing kids who are now adults as a single mom for 21 years. I've been a single mom. I don't want to be single anymore. You hear that, guys? Out there? And success is not all about money. Yes, money is important. However, success is being happy within yourself. And you know, it's taken me 6 decades to finally realize this. And success is being happy within yourself while you can help others be happy within themselves in whatever way and fashion you have.
Okay, so how has that changed? Is that the same definition that 18-year-old Carol would have given me?
The 18-year-old Carol would have said success. And that 18-year-old is still here. Because I'm meditating daily on this too, because I haven't given up on my original dream. That 18-year-old Carol would be, success is starring in my own Broadway musical one-woman show, which is still on my board, that is still in my plans. However, I've pivoted it a little bit because my cousin gave me another view, really to bring it to Carnegie Hall now. Okay. From 18 to where I am now, I would like to do that performance at Carnegie Hall in New York City. Success is, yes, having a Grammy album. Mm-hmm. Success is, actually, I came really close. I sang on the red carpet at the Oscars. Oh, wow. It would be nice to be singing. I had a dream and still to sing a Oscar-winning song of a film. Mm. You know, that's actually a new dream. That would mean success is having a career as a in musical theater and in opera, singing at the Metropolitan Opera House. You know, and great stages around the world.
Awesome. So what drives you, Carol? What's your why?
Whoa. What's my why? Well, my why do I do what I do? Mm-hmm. Why is, my why is because I am making and want to continue to make on a larger scale a positive impact for the people on this planet around the world.
Love it. So can you think of, I had to reword this question because it used to say failure, but I don't like that word because I don't believe in failures, right? So can you think of a major setback in your life that set you up for later success?
Yes. And I would not look at it as failure. I'm glad you are rephrasing that. And failure is okay because there's a book called Failing Forward, if you've heard of it, from, oh my God, where's my brain? Okay, now the little cells are going, it'll come to me later. John Maxwell, there we go. And when my ex-husband left 21 years ago, and shook up the household. My son was 10 and my daughter was 7. And it takes two for a marriage not to work. I'm not going to say it was all his fault, but it was. He won't watch this. He's not on social media. We're friends now. It's okay. Because I've learned that's another part of forgiveness is extremely important. But when my marriage failed, my life turned upside down because all of a sudden I had to become the breadwinner. I didn't want to lose my house. I had had another situation was a few years earlier. I had a major problem with health. As I mentioned earlier, my health went awry. That was another incident that pivoted me into one career. You know, it's interesting. One thing leads you to another and actually turns out to be a blessing in disguise. Mm-hmm. And so when I had to learn to be the mom and the dad, the supporter of the family, not lose my home, it drove me into becoming an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And it drove me to learn how to run a business from home. Because I never wanted to leave my kids. My primary goal in life, that's why I stopped performing on the road, is that I wanted to raise my kids. I didn't want somebody else raising them. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But for me, I wanted to be there for every step of the way. And now that 32 years have passed with my son and 29 with my daughter, it blinks. You know how that is, Tony, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
So when I was forced to take on both roles of mother and dad, I also had to be, you know, there for my children because they went through an uproot when their dad left and be there for them. And we became a trio and we had a blast. It was tough. It was really, I'm not saying a blast. We had some really, really hard times, but those hard times have made them into very successful in their own right. And they're very independent and I'm so proud of them. So that was the big life change.
You know, in my music career, I did something similar. There's obviously not much music industry in Kansas. And I made it to New York. I made it to Atlanta. I made it in some really big rooms and I had some really big opportunities. But at the time, you know, my kids were in Little League and son, hey, Zion, turn that down. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I got my little helper in here.
Okay, speaking of kids, I love it. You know, I used to have a sign on my door. I used to have my office used to be in the basement. I tried to hide away from them, and I used to put a sign on the door, do not enter. They came in anyway.
Yeah. Well, he's actually trying to watch the interview and he's trying to turn it up, but he turned the speakers up instead of the headphones. But what I was saying was, you know, my kids were in Little League and, you know, I just had to think, you know, it's not fair to them to not have their dad because of my dream. It's my dream. But so I just decided to work 10 times harder from where I'm at. And if it happens, it happens, you know. And I didn't get the Grammy yet, which is not even really a goal for me anymore. But I did have a beautiful career, and I wouldn't take it back for anything. And at the same time, I got to know my kids very well, you know, and that's just a blessing. So I just wanted to point that out, that there's a similarity with us there, you know, and I definitely can understand where you were coming from, you know.
You can't get back those years.
And I have a friend that's very successful. When I say, like, I think at one point in time, they were the number one independent record label in the world in all genres. Okay. But he was touring 250 some days a year. And we're talking about for 15 years. And, you know, I can't imagine what type of relationship he has with his kids. And, you know, he was in Forbes and he's doing well, you know, but all the money in the world is not going to buy back those school concerts and those little league games and things like that, you know. So I wouldn't take it back for the world.
No. You know, I've thought a lot about that over the years. What if I had stayed in Europe? What if I had pursued my career over there? And you know what? I don't look back. I made the right choice, you know. And what's really exciting is I've got a second chance.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So what is one of the best or most worthwhile investments you've ever made? Could be an investment of money, time, energy.
That's a loaded question. I would have to say the investment in my personal growth. Okay. Because, and I have spent a fortune. I mean, as you know, I haven't even mentioned this. I'm part of the Tony Robbins, Robbins Research International organization for going on 18 years now. I'm a senior leader with that company. I help volunteer at his events when we were live and virtual and NLP certified. And all along my growth, you know, it was the divorce and the separation back then drove me into personal growth for survival. Yeah. So I could be there for my children, because that is a rough road. being, you know, having your life turned upside down. And I do have to say, I'm very, very fortunate to have had family support. My parents were my rock. I lost my dad 13 years ago, but I'm very lucky to have a very active, healthy 95-year-old mom, still driving. And, you know, she's my buddy. And I'm very grateful to have had them through those years when my kids needed male support. And my dad, who was the workaholic, he stopped everything to go pick them up at school. So that investment in personal growth is so important, and I never stop. That is the best investment one can do for yourself and for your loved ones.
I love it. I agree. Because, you know, when we are our best selves, it makes everyone around us better, you know?
Yes.
And at least, if nothing else, just to have that example, you know, means the world. So, great answer. So, okay. What act of kindness were you once shown that you'll never forget?
One act of kindness that I was once shown that I won't forget. Being on the Tony Wisdom podcast here, deeply rooted. That is a really nice act of kindness. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. But as far as I'm concerned, it's like you earned it. Like, you know, just the way you show up, you know, is something that made me want to share Carol with my world, you know. So I love that. So in the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
In the last 5 years?
Last 5 years.
What habit?
Belief or behavior?
Belief or behavior? Well, it's longer than 5 years. So I mean, it's more like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Really getting into exercise. I absolutely am the Zumba queen. I love movement. I love cardio is what makes me happy and make me sing. And having a really, I would say in the last 5 years, really being conscious of my morning routine.
Okay.
The morning routine is so critically important that you jump out of bed. I've learned a lot from one of my mentors, Mel Robbins. She's got a new book out, The High Five Habit, which I recommend everybody go out and get. Join her challenge. And having that, and I, before I even knew of Mel Robbins, having that routine, get up in the morning, make your bed. That is like so important, so, so important. I've been doing that always. I forced my kids to do that because there's a lot of psychology behind that. Even if I can't get to the gym until later or do my workout later, I do my happy dance in my bedroom every morning. And I do my little Zumba for about a minute to 2 minutes to get the blood flowing, because it is proven that when you move your body, you get happier and you trigger the, what is it?
Dopamine.
Yeah, dopamine, all that stuff. You know, the serotonin, I don't know, what is it? You get happy. The dopamine, let's do that. Let's dope up the mean. And so I put happy music on in the morning. I don't look at the news very often. I do know what's going on in the world because it is extremely important, but I do not wake up in the morning to that because it's so much negative. And I'm very lucky. I have a mother who reads the New York Times from front to cover to back cover. So she's my news. I go, okay, Ma, what's going on in the world today? She's my newscaster. And then just I meditate. And I really love tapping, if you're familiar with EFT tapping.
I'm not.
Oh, my God, Tony, we're going to talk about that another time. It is so, so important. It's EFT, and it's so, so important. It's tapping, working with your meridians, and saying affirmations around it. And there's a company called The Tapping Solution. And Nick Ortner, he didn't create tapping. It's been around for a long time, but he helped promote it. And it's truly a great way to quickly get yourself centered in whatever area that you are focusing on to get clear. So it's your morning routine is extremely important. Also, I forgot the question.
I think we were, what new belief, behavior, or habit?
Well, that's the behavior. And also, I think in the last 5 years, and actually really in the last year, I've really made it a point to get 7 hours of sleep a night. It is proven clinically, scientifically, that our bodies and brains need 7 hours of sleep a night. And if I can have it uninterrupted, it's even better. But sometimes you got to do that bathroom thing. But otherwise, get right back to sleep. Sleep is so, so important. And that is, you know, I think in the last year, I've really made a habit of that because I used to not be so good at that. I'm a night owl. I get up early in the morning. And that's another thing. Last 5 years, I've become a morning person. And I never used to be a morning person. And now I love it. It's really, really great. So that's.
Have you read Robin Sharma, The 5 a.m. Club?
No, no, I haven't.
Yes, first of all, I love Robin Sharma. He's like one of my favorite authors. But the 5 a.m. Club is really all about the power of the morning routine. So I would highly recommend that book.
Oh, I'll look at that. Well, again, I have a rock solid morning routine that I just, you know, I don't even set an alarm anymore. I have not set an alarm in probably 2 years because the body naturally gets up at 6:30.
Yeah.
4 to 7, you know, and it feels really, really good. So not always,
that's one of the things that because I've been really intentional and putting in a lot of work this year. And that's one of the things that I change the most. I'm up at 5 a.m. every morning. And like you said, I'm usually up before my alarm goes off. You know, right now, I know we're getting ready to change times. And I'm trying to sleep until 6 right now. So I don't start getting up at 4 in the morning.
Well, Tony, I mean, I know you're on, you're on Central Time?
Yeah, I'm on Central, yeah.
Right, so... I mean, I'm not as early as you are. I mean, 6:37 is my time, you know, unless I'm performing, and I recently was performing, and if I have to get up super early for that, if I have an early morning performance or something, then I'm up earlier than that. But I, God bless you, Tony.
So what advice would you give to a kid about to enter the real world? You know, leaving high school, entering the world as a professional, high school, college, which, wherever they're at.
Follow your dream. Follow your passion. Don't do what your parents are telling you to do. I released that with my kids because my parents allowed me to follow my dream to pursue musical theater and opera. I know I disappointed them in certain areas. Academically, I'm a very good student and all, but I did go to college and university and all that stuff. But I didn't finish. I was a dropout. But because I started working professionally and getting paid and Actors Equity, and I started to get recognized, and that's why I went to school. But I did go to some of the top universities in the world, in my field. And to follow your passion, follow your dream, yes, get an education. It is very important. And I did get an education. I mean, I went through 4 years of schooling. So I did have that. But follow it in what your heart is and what your heart sings for you to do, especially when you're young. That's the time to do this, because you don't want to all of a sudden be at the midlife going, what the hell have I done? I've pursued a career that really didn't sing in my heart. And I'm so grateful I've promoted that with my children. My son is a videographer. He's a cinematographer, director of photography, has his own production company in New York City. And he's an entrepreneur. I'm so proud of him. He's an editor. He's amazing and very talented with what he does. And my daughter is a musician. She's a rock and roller down in North Carolina in Asheville, playing bass guitar and synthesizer and doing her thing. And this is the time in her life to do this. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. Of course, I would like her to be making more money. But you know what? I'd rather have her be happy doing what she wants to do in her 20s than rather saying, I wish I had done. So that's the advice I would give someone who's going out into the world. If you do have a calling and a passion to do it. Now, there are people, young people who don't know what they want. I want to, you know, talk to those young people who, what if I don't have a purpose? That was my daughter. When she went to college, she changed her major 3 times trying to find her purpose. And I finally said in her last year, I forced both my kids to graduate school, and they did because their mother didn't. Because I think it is important. And I do regret that I did not do that. I have to just say that I do regret that I did not do that. So therefore, you know, I said, follow your passion, just study something that is interesting to you. And so for those of you out there who are still trying to figure it out, and if you're young watching this, that's where school is great. That's where college is fabulous. And even going to a community college to start to figure it out, that's the place where you have a smorgasbord, as we say in New York, a smorgasbord of different majors and different courses you can start to take, and you'll meet people and other students and professors who will really help guide you. And that's where you can start to discover where your heart may sing. So I do recommend for those people, you know, out there who are not quite sure what they want to do, you know, go to school. It is really, really important for that.
Absolutely. And finding your true calling might take a while.
Yes.
It might take a while.
And that can continually pivot. But, you know, your life experiences and being at school, whatever schools you're at, even if you have like for me, being in music, I needed to go to Juilliard. I needed to go to Indiana University. I needed to study in Europe at these institutes and where I went, Syracuse University. All of that molded me to help me to be where I am today.
I love it. That's great advice. And it's one of the things, you know, about this show is, you know, I don't know how many 18 or 21 year olds are watching this. You
know? Probably none.
Well, we got a 10 year old over here, so we'll take that.
Parents might be watching it.
But, you know, I want to get this information out there. And, you know, after 30 plus episodes, or almost 30 episodes, wow, you know, I'm starting to see the commonality in pretty much everyone is telling you the same thing. They, you know, you say it differently than the next one, you know, but I really am intrigued by this commonality amongst so many different people, you know, who I consider high achieving people, you know. So we're putting the information out there. If they find it, you know, they find it. But, you know, I've been thinking though, you know, I get in about 50 to 60 of these, and I think we might have a book here of some sort, you know.
Oh, Tony, you underestimate yourself.
Yeah.
People, this man is remarkable. I spoke to Tony almost last spring, mm-hmm, and your visions of what you wanted to do and coach people, and you are coaching people, and then creating this wonderful podcast where you're pulling people together. Of course you have a book here. And of course, Tony, that a lot of people are going to tune into your podcast because you're inviting a lot of really great, great people. I've been listening to your podcasts, and the more people who you interview, you're going to get into their circles, and their circles are going into other circles, and it's going to be a domino effect. And people are going to say, "Oh my God, Tony Wisdom! I wish I could be interviewed on his program, on his podcast. You know him? Can you get me in there?"
Well, thank you, Carol. Okay. So here at Deeply Rooted, our mantra is kill the ego, ignite the soul. What does that mean to you?
It's brilliant. I love it. That means exactly what you say. Kill the ego, ignite the soul. That's the biggest problem out there, people's egos.
I agree.
In every field, in anything. And when you let the ego dominate you, it's going to bring you down, and those around you down. So I love that you have that.
You know, one of the first things AJ told me that stuck with me was, when you live in your head, you're dead. And to me, that's the ego, because there's two parts in our head, right? We have the part that thinks the thought, and then the part that observes the thought, right? And the thinking is the ego. A lot of people mistake ego for like the simple definition of cocky, somebody who's really arrogant, but that's not what I mean when I say it. I mean, kill the ego, the guy, that voice in your head that's telling you you can't do it, you won't do it, it's never been done, and ignite the soul, the part of you that wants to do it and wants to be the best you that it can be. So I love it. And you're right. I feel like that is the mission, as simply put as it can be. Kill the ego, ignite the soul. So. So, Carol, we all have. Okay, we all have this moment in our journeys when we want to call it quits, when we are at our lowest, so to speak. When you reached that point on your path, how did you fight through it?
I've had that happen many times. Many times. Because you hit walls, you get a lot of no's. In my wellness business, I've had more no's than one can possibly imagine. In my performing arts, I auditioned and I've sung on every single Broadway show without being in a show. Because the auditions were on, when you would go through the auditions, you would sing on the Broadway stage where the show was going to be, or it might be not where the show is, but where the director is. And I got hit with some pretty big no's. And it wasn't because of my talent. It was because I was too short, or I was the wrong color. You know, it was all these crazy things. And, you know, and the no's still bother the heck out of me. And so, there's times also when you get burned out and you forge ahead and you're like, why am I doing this? And I had this happen to me recently. Mm-hmm. And because I forgot to mention, you know, in 2019, I started a documentary film production company. Mm-hmm. Called Tra-La-La Films, and went to Rwanda, and I'm in production now for my first film about Rwanda 25 years after. So I did all of that, which is great. And then I came home and I got 16 hours of amazing interviews and footage. And then I went, I don't know how to make a movie. And I tell you, I, during the pandemic, kind of crashed and going, I don't know what to do. And I fell into that. Oh my goodness. But then I'm reminded when I watch the interviews, now I know what I need to do and I can get help. And that's the most important thing, is when you crash and burn in wherever you're at, that's the time to reach out for help. Mm. And not try to do it all yourself. So I'm now at that point where I want to reignite. You know, and when I tell people about my film, and when we went over, my son is the cinematographer for the film, and my daughter did the interviews. It's a family production, which is really awesome. You know, and I talk about it, and people go, oh my God, I can't wait to see the movie. And I go, me too. But it's not going to make itself. So, yeah. You know, you got to get up from your ashes, and you just got to brush off and just say, okay, this is what I'm capable of, and this is where I'm at right now. And also acknowledge that you may not have all the expertise, or you might have the expertise and go, okay, shake off the negativity, just look at what's working and work from there. And that's what keeps me to rebound and get back and fall back in love with whatever it is, you know, with my wellness, my nutrition business, my, you know, coaching with that area, and in my coaching now. And so, and now my singing, because I crashed and burned, I stopped singing.
How long?
Did I stop singing?
Mm-hmm.
I've stopped singing for a very, very long time.
Oh, wow.
It's killing me. It's killing me. I've had opportunities. I actually, you know, got to sing on the Intrepid during the 9/11 weekend, the 20th anniversary. And, you know, I believe very strongly in meditation. I have a cousin, oh, God bless her, Cynthia, I love you if you're watching this. And she says, Carol, you have to get back into your singing. And she's so right. And so now I'm meditating every day, about 10, 15 minutes, not figuring out how, but my big why is my singing and my voice. And it is not good that I'm not doing what I was put on this planet to do. Not to eliminate everything else that I'm doing,
yeah,
but that is the bigger picture. And not worry about, oh, my age, you know, people only want the 13-year-olds who are singing like they're 40. Yeah. They not let that step in my way of doing what I can give. And just even when you've heard me sing in Clubhouse, you know, having that opportunity. I know that that is a tremendous big purpose of mine. And, you know, I'm starting to meditate with that because my dream to sing at Carnegie Hall will happen.
Yes, and have absolutely.
And have my one act, one woman show. In fact, I'm in my meditations. I'm now already starting to write it. And so now I've got to get it out of the head and start to write it. And if I hadn't started to dream again, you know, I don't, it's been way too long, Tony. It's been years, really. Yeah. I mean, I have events here and there that I get to perform at, but years in between. And I'm singing really great now. And that's a gift that God gave me. And it's a crime for me not to share it with everything else. So I got a quick little story. I don't know what the time is, but ever since I just started since this week, I had a conversation with my cousin's wife about this and starting the meditation, didn't you know it? Well, one of the social dating sites that I'm on, yes, I'm on a social dating site because that's another big picture, is to attract that fabulous, amazing partner of mine into my life. You listening out there? In the New York area. I connected today with a guy who popped up who happens to be one of the top baritone basses in the world, singing at the Metropolitan Opera now.
Wow.
And we're connected. And how cool on a social dating site to meet up with someone like him who's doing what I gave up. He has been for 20, 30, 20 years doing the circuit, doing all of that, singing at the Metropolitan Opera, leading roles. Oh my goodness, he's singing Porgy and Bess.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is big time. And I think the meditation and putting the energy out there and not worrying about how is so real. I'm tingling just thinking of it and letting go of that and letting the universe lead me and lead those people to me. And just like you, Tony, you're in the music world and you've been in the music world and all. It's not an accident that we connect up.
Yeah, I agree.
So, that's a long answer.
And definitely don't worry about time because I don't have any rules for this show. We just go until we're done.
Those are my beauties back there when they were little, when they were young.
I can see them. I lost my spot. On a day-to-day basis, right? When you feel overwhelmed or unfocused or have lost your focus temporarily, what do you do?
As long as it's not raining outside, I put my sneakers on. I put my headphones on. I have my happy walking track of music, or I put my Zumba music on because that makes me happy. And I go for at least a mile walk and sometimes a 2 mile walk. And depending on how much time I have, and no less than a mile walk. And that gets me moving. It gets me breathing the fresh air. It gets me energized. It takes me out of wherever I'm in, and then I come back in the house and I'm recharged, and that's what I do. And if I cannot get outside, I do a virtual Zumba in my living room.
Which, for anybody watching, you have to catch Carol on her Zumba. That in itself will put you in a different mood, in a better mood, right?
That saved me through the shutdown of COVID. I'm telling you, that saved my life.
Well, you got hurt doing that, though, didn't you, Carol?
I got what?
You got hurt doing Zumba?
Oh. I don't want to talk about that. I nearly lost my pinky.
Oh, wow.
Because of get new sneakers every 3 to 4 months. And when when we were all in lockdown and I was doing Zumba 3-4 times a week, live streaming it in my living room, move all the furniture back and everything else, because I had worn out my sneakers in the very first 2 minutes of doing my Zumba, I slipped and fell, and my hand hit a crystal that decided to slice my finger off. And when you live alone, that's kind of scary. Yeah. And luckily, I was able to call friends, and they rescued me and got me to the hospital. And 29 stitches later, I have my finger.
And Carol is right back on the Zumba horse.
Oh, absolutely. I threw away the old sneakers and quickly went out and got new ones.
Okay, we only have a couple more questions, but this is one of my favorite. So if you could have one gigantic billboard or one message that goes to millions of people, what would it be?
Be kind.
I love it. And that's a mic drop.
So why
did you choose that?
Kindness costs nothing.
Mm, I love that.
And being kind to be kind to a stranger. I should really preface that. Be kind to a stranger. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, my dad's partner, he used to do the craziest things. We used to have in New York, we have to pay tolls on our roads. It's sinful. It's terrible. And we used to have toll booths, which we don't have anymore. They've got the whole electronic thing. And I learned this from my friend Jan. We were going somewhere and we were following each other in the cars, and he paid the toll guy my toll. So that when I went through, the guy said, it's already taken care of. And I believe very much in paying it forward. So mm-hmm. I had done the same thing. So doing a kind gesture, especially to someone you don't know, is extraordinary. Yeah. Because you never know, just even helping someone across the street. I have helped more people across the street than you can even imagine, you know, older people who need us, people who need help with working to pay the parking meters and things like that. They've gotten so convoluted and difficult. Yeah. just be so nice. They just put a coin in there, you know, a quarter in there, you know, be kind to somebody. Excuse me. Gesundheit.
Excuse me.
You're welcome. God bless you. But kindness goes a long way, and paying it forward. I just cannot say enough. I've had people be kind to me. I received in the mail last week what I didn't really need, but I really loved it. One of my coaches who I'm working with sent me a box of chocolate covered pretzels. Oh, God, they're so precious. And Sue, if you're listening to this, thank you. And just her gratitude for being part of her team and being one of her clients. And it just made me smile because I didn't know it was coming. And just to do that, show the. And she sent me other gifts too without, you know, realizing it. And just like the shirt you're wearing from Anil when I got mine in the mail. Yeah, I got mine in the mail, which is nice. And I do the same thing for my clients in my nutrition. I have a lot of nutrition clients and wellness who buy my products. And especially the people who live not near me, I give a lot of free product. I even send it to them. I give a lot of free product to my clients for my gratitude, you know, for being grateful, because I've had clients for 27 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. The loyalty is just off the planet. It is amazing. Imagine having clients for 27 years every month ordering. And that says a lot for the quality of the products and also for my caring about my clients.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but even if people you don't know, it's even better. I challenge everyone who's listening to this, tomorrow, or if it's today, whenever you're watching this, do one random act of kindness. And it doesn't have to be anything huge.
Yeah.
Do one random act of kindness.
I'll let you know. I'll share a story with you. It's a New York story too. I'm from Kansas and you know, Midwest, you know, we're very nice and you know, in comparison to being in Manhattan, getting off the train, you know, like I hold doors for people and you know what I'm saying? Like I would never like hurry in front of someone elderly, but in New York, it just doesn't. They're just moving too fast. It's just, I got in more trouble doing that than anything. But one day I was on the New Jersey Transit going into Manhattan, and on the platforms, they have these little newsstands or whatever, you know, you can get. And the train was coming and there was a lady in front of me and she was looking for like 56 cents or something for what she was buying. And honestly, at the time, I just didn't want to miss my train, right? So I just reached around her and set a dollar up there and was like, I got it, you know? And she started crying. And she said, nobody's done anything nice for me in years. And that really took me aback. Like, because I do stuff like that all the time, you know, and it wasn't even a big deal, but the way it affected her always stuck with me. And you never really know the difference you can make in someone's life just from something small like that. And yes, like, it doesn't cost me anything. It cost me 56 cents. But, exactly. You know.
Just even holding the door for someone, it's free. Yeah. You know, yes. Just letting somebody get into the train, you know, it's free. Mm. Thank you, Tony. Thank you. Yeah. We need more of you in New York.
Yes. And, you know, again, like I said, every time I've been, I've probably been there maybe 6 or 7 times. And
you got to come back and visit.
Oh, I'm having New York withdrawals. I don't know. I just want a slice of pizza, honestly. So I actually do have plans on coming back just to come.
Well, you come and stay with me. I've got room for you.
I will definitely look you up when I get there. We'll have to go somewhere. I want to hear you sing or go see somebody sing or something. Because I've never been to a Broadway show, and there's something that I always wanted
to do. Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we need to plan that in advance.
Absolutely.
And more importantly, I want to take you to the opera.
Yes, that would be awesome.
You've never been to an opera.
I have not.
My biggest thrill is taking someone to the opera, even if you go to the operas when they show them in the, I challenge you, Tony. Mm-hmm. They do live from Lincoln Center. Hopefully they'll bring it back this spring where they do it in the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they've got a big, you know, you have movie theaters in Kansas, right?
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Well, they bring the live Metropolitan Opera simulcasts into the movie theaters. Okay. And they're spectacular. It's like you're actually at the Metropolitan Opera. I challenge you, Tony, and when they start live streaming those, I want you to go. You're going to be blown away. You don't have to wait to come to New York.
I will. And I live in, the town I live in is the town that the University of Kansas is in. So we have an event center and they do a lot of different things. So I'm on it, Carol. That's one of my next things to do. Because in terms of music, like live music, I think I've seen everyone I want to see. You know, I like, there's nobody right now that I'm like, oh, I want to go see them. So I'm looking for new experiences. So that's one.
Well, there's a new opera that just, I can't remember the name of it, at the Metropolitan, the first Black composer of an opera.
Oh, wow.
Has now been produced at the Met, and he has created an opera, and I don't know anything about it. I haven't even read the reviews yet on it, but I think it's a combination, and I could be wrong, of hip-hop and opera. And that's actually a dream of mine. I would love to sing with a hip-hop artist.
Well, Carol, we're making that happen.
Yes!
We're making that happen.
All right.
You can consider that done.
I would love it. I would, and you know, and believe it or not, I'm not a big rap star, but there is some rap that's really very cool, and the positive rap that's out there. And I believe very strongly in enmeshing different genres of music together. It can be really thrilling.
I have the perfect artist in mind.
Yes.
And I think he would love it. So that's so I'm gonna shoot that message out tonight, and we'll make that happen, Carol. Okay. Here's the big one, because we're on music. What song would you consider the soundtrack to your life? Go ahead.
I'm gonna sing it. I haven't done this. I'm trying to. Where is it? Where's my cursor? There it is. This has been my theme song for over 20 years. It's not opera. It's not musical theater. This is by one of my favorite folk artists. And I have permission. You hear that out there in social media? I have permission to be able to sing this song by David Roth. It's called This Is the Year. I'm going to try to figure out how I'm going to do this, because I've got the lyrics still, even though I've been singing it for a long time, I still need the little brain cells to have the lyrics here. I know what I need to do. Give me a second here. I do have the lyrics somewhere here. Here we go.
It's our first deeply rooted live performance.
Okay, so let's see how this goes. It's called This Is the Year. It's a folk song. And when we talked about going out to take a break, when I do my power walk, this song is in there. And I, by the way, I'm singing when I'm power walking a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Let's see if I can make this happen. Take a sip of water. Ah! I'm not nervous. All right. Why is it not playing? This is the year for making changes. This is the year for moving on. This is the year of overcoming. This is the year for growing strong. This is the year for a new way of thinking. This is the year for making plans. This is the year for reaching out, and this is the year for joining hands.
I love it.
Gone are the lonely nights of yearning. Gone are the dark and cloudy skies. All the unsteady bridges burning. All of the doubt and all of the lies. This is the chance to recapture the power. This is the time to abandon the fear. This is the moment, the finest hour. This is the year, this is a year. This is the year that I put into action all my desires and all my needs. This is the year that I follow my passion. This is the year of my dreams. This is the year of letting go, of trying to change the ones I love. This is the year I turn it over. This is the year I look above. This is the year that I take my attention, turn it away from distraction and hope. This is the year I take a step, and this is the year I walk my talk. This is the year that I put into action all my desires and all of my needs. This is the year that I follow my passion. This is the year of my dreams. This is the year I make it happen. This is the year I follow through. This is the year I move ahead on all of the things I want to do. This is the chance to renew my commitment. This is the time to be conscious and clear. This is the moment for living fully. This is the year. 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 Yes!
Great job, Carol. That was so awesome. And what a wonderful song. You know, This is the year. This has been my year, right?
Oh dear, I gotta stop this.
I didn't know you were. I thought you were done. I hope I didn't cut you off.
No, I am done. It went to the next song.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that was just wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
And that was completely raw.
I love it. There's no better way, right? That's how I like it.
Thank you for allowing me the privilege to share. And that has been my theme song for over 20 years.
I love it. That's the best answer to that question that I've gotten yet. So thank you. So, Carol, this has been great. The last question I have for you is, what can we do to serve you?
I think you've already done it. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast, for asking such really juicy questions, for just being so natural, and you made me feel really comfortable and natural. And this was really wonderful. I appreciate so much you giving me this opportunity, this platform to share. So thank you. You've done it.
Thank you, Carol. Great job. Like I said, nothing to be nervous about. I knew you were going to kill it, and you did. We've had people in the comments, but I can't see them at the same time. So you've had some compliments. I just don't know from who, but
don't tell me about the ones that aren't the compliments. We delete those.
So,
no, Tony, you are a gift. Thank you so much. And, you know, I just want to say more of this. I've got actually some other people in mind, if you're not all full up with interviews, for you. And the gift of giving unconditionally.
Absolutely. And I would love that. We have 4 more episodes, I think, in this season. And I haven't started booking the next season yet. So definitely.
I'll interview some really pretty good people who have a good outreach also.
All right. That would be awesome. Well, Carol, I love you, my sister. I will see you in the morning.
I can't wait to get a real hug from you, Tony. I'm coming to New York. I don't know when I'm coming to Kansas. I have to click my heels 3 times. The rainbow. And then I'm coming next. And you're a gift. Thank you.
And so are you. You have a great evening, Carol.
And I like to sign off saying, make the most of today because you're not going to see it again. Love you.
Love you too. Yeah. So awesome, guys. This has been a really amazing season. And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like, if you're not watching Deeply Rooted this season, I don't know what you're doing. You know, just in season 4 alone, you could change your whole life. They're giving out gems, you know. So thank you guys for tuning in. I always have such a great time doing this. I'll see you next week with another amazing guest. Don't forget to check out, we have new Deeply Rooted merch, t-shirts, hoodies, jackets. There's all kinds of stuff on there. So go to the deeplyrootedshow.com. Check out the Facebook group, Deeply Rooted, a web series on mindset. And you can find us on Instagram @the Deeply Rooted Show. Have a great day, guys. One love.